This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, June 17th. While cash trade and cattle slows to end the week in Friday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
The weaker wholesale beef prices really expose that soft bottom of the market, and there's concerns that prices may remain low for the rest of the summer. It's got some people worried. Let's take a look at the feeders. They were also lower, and that's pressed from the corn rally. Interestingly enough, as the grains are making new highs, traders are seriously worried about the high price and low quality of feed, and it will have long-term effects on these markets. So the feeders were lower than the live cattle markets, and I think that they are leading the way down. If we don't get any kind of an uptick in the market, the grilling season was a little bit delayed. We do have wild weather ahead. Maybe that will give us a little more of domestic demand and start to move this market higher.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 3 at 539.5. July corn was up 11 at 453.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were up 8, ranging from 626.25 to 651.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were down 3, ranging from 643.25 to 653.25. Live cattle for June was down 27.5 cents at 108.80. August feeder cattle was down 70 cents at 135.37.5, and June Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 16.27.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.